Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Changing Minds Online. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I'm doing awesome, thank you. How are you, Tina?
I am great. You know, I have had a very inspiring week, and I can't wait to share with all the calls today. How about yourself?
Yeah, me too. I'm really excited about our topic tonight and really investigating what it is we really want.
Yeah. You know, that's a question that we all need to ask ourselves. You know, we had a call on Thursday, and we were talking about, you know, knowing ourselves and knowing what to, where to put our priorities. And one of my stories was talking about how I had all of this stuff to ease my pain about different things that I wanted, but I didn't know exactly what it was, so I used stuff to counterbalance and make myself feel better. I thought that if I had all the stuff the other people had, then I'd feel better, but I didn't. And I thought that if I hung out with the popular people, then I would feel better, but they weren't on the same wavelength as I was, so I didn't feel better that way either. So we need to learn what it is that we really need inside and not mask it with things, stuff, and other people. You know, we need to know us for ourselves. What do you think about that, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've talked more time and time again on this show about really needing to find our purpose and really figure out what it is that is driving us to do what we're doing. And, you know, on some of the past calls, we've talked about, well, why that is, and we talked about having vision boards, and we talked about gratitude, and we've talked about motivation and how to really live into your purpose. But, you know, you and I are both really doing this podcast series, this call, going through transformation. And we've been very open on this podcast about taking our listeners with us on our transformation. And one of the things that I think we are both realizing now is that we may not have really realized what our purpose was. And the more and more that you are living into your purpose, you learn more and more every day why it is you're really doing what you're doing. And it's not really just a one-time decision of, well, what is my motivation, what is my purpose? But as you grow and as you develop and as you continue to love more every day and you try to be a better version of yourself every day, you really live into your purpose. Your purpose changes. And you come to find out that as you grow, so does your, you know, so does your really understanding of why you're actually here, even just on a kind of spiritual purpose. Like, what is our purpose on earth, and what is it that we are meant to do, and how are we going to ultimately be fulfilled? And the better you understand yourself and the more you understand really what our purpose is for life, the better understanding you're going to have of the purpose you have in whatever work you're doing.
I agree, Jessica. I agree. You know, my journey into my professional purpose was exactly what you described. Now, I've known since I was 5 years old that I wanted to be a teacher. But as life evolved and watching people in my family struggle, watching others get notoriety and different things like that, I was like, I didn't want to struggle. I didn't want to have to want for anything as an adult. You know, I wanted for enough as a child. You know, that wasn't hot in my 17-year-old mind, right? So when it was time for me to pick a degree and to pick a school, I was like, why don't I become an engineer? I like technology. I like electronics, so, and they make a lot of money, and then if I make a lot of money, then I'm not going to have to want for anything. total opposite end of the spectrum from what my purpose really was. So I went to school, and I kept trying and kept trying and kept trying. And, you know, I realized halfway through that that was not my purpose. And, you know, you get to the point where you just have to let it go. So I did end up with a aeronautical and industrial technology degree, which still falls under engineering. But that's when I realized I'm not a desk person. I'm kinesthetic. I have to get into the trenches. I have to do the work. And sitting at a desk all day was not going to work for me. So that's when I let go of that dream. Well, as I'm getting these degrees and I'm going to work, and the jobs are not coming. Why are they not coming? Because I'm not in my purpose. But, of course, in my young mind, I'm still thinking that maybe I'm not marketing myself enough, I'm not doing enough. So I go back to school. You know, I get a master's degree. I go to a whole another state to go get a master's degree. I was going to only be there for a year. Instead, I ended up being there for 7 years and ended up with 3 degrees, 2 masters and a doctor. But during this time, I'm developing. I don't know that I'm developing, but I'm developing. And each time I get a degree, the job wasn't coming because, once again, I was not in my purpose. Until I got ready to start my doctorate degree, I ended up in a K-12 alternative school, and the light bulbs went off. I was striving. I was connecting, still doing my technology thing because I still love that. But for the most part, I was where I needed to be. I went from just helping students to teaching my own classes because they knew I had the knack. I felt the knack. It was natural. And then I went, what did I do next? Well, I had another job that was not in my purpose, and then I ended up at Australia. And that's when I knew I was where I was supposed to be. You know, the job before my current job, I started teaching people, teaching adults how to go and find jobs in the civilian world. I started seeing the connection, and I realized then that I connect better to adults than I do to children. And I was getting closer to my purpose. Wasn't quite there yet, but I was closer to it. And I could feel the draw. I could feel the draw. It was starting to really call then. And then in 2010, I made the transition to my purpose and became a university dean. And that's when I knew that's where I was supposed to be. So all those other things that I did before were just disguising the true purpose. I was trying to take myself out of my purpose. I thought I knew better, but I didn't. And once I realized that I didn't know better and went with my heart, that's when I became the person I was supposed to be. And that's when all of the miracles started flowing. Can you relate to that, Jeff?
I'm sorry, I had a very similar experience, too, with really identifying my purpose. And I'm at a place right now where, honestly, even just being touched over the last few days just with a book I've been reading, to really realize that every day I'm learning more and more what my purpose is. And, you know, when I was younger, I wanted to be kind of high life. You know, many of you may know my story. I wanted to move to New York, and I did, and I stayed in New York after college. And I wanted, like, the glamorous lifestyle that I saw people living. You know, I loved Fifth Avenue, and I looked at the buildings with doormen, and I walked by the shops with all these fantastic things and these foods, and I wanted in on that life. And I decided I just was going to be part of that lifestyle. Even though I really couldn't afford it, I started trying to live into that lifestyle. And temporarily, I enjoyed it. And temporarily, it inflated my self-worth. And then I was hit with a bill to pay for all those things later, which many of those things I'm still paying for. But, you know, when I was hit with that bill, I said, you know what, I'm going to start a business, and I'm going to create money. I'm going to be an entrepreneur because I want into the lifestyle that I'm seeing these people live. And I said, I want to be part of that. So I said, you know what, I'm going to start my own business. And I started a few different things, and I had a couple of different failed business ventures early on as an entrepreneur. And then I was looking for more and more ways to attempt to create money, and I got involved with direct sales, and that started to work well for me. But something really amazing happened. Little by little by little, I realized that, you know, stuff no longer had a meaning to me, and it no longer had a value. You know, it's nice to have nice things, and it's nice to be comfortable, but the truth is that what I really realized is that there is no value in things. And, you know, the saying goes, you can't take it with you. I started to realize that, you know, I do still want to create wealth, but I don't want to use my wealth to buy things. I want to use my wealth to bless people. And the more, when I started to come to terms with that, when I started to really realize that, I really started and began to find my purpose. And, you know, the, what I've actually noticed now is, you know, I, in the last, I want to say, well, since around December or January, I've actually gotten rid of around 70% of my possessions. I just brought them to Goodwill. I passed them out in New York to people on the street who I thought needed them more than I did, and gave them to friends who may have needed them more than me. And it was really very clearing for me. You know, in purging things from my house, number one, I became more organized. I found things that I didn't even know I had. I really started to appreciate what I have more. And I really enjoy and look forward to getting rid of things, because I find the less and less that I have, the more and more I appreciate what I have. And the less that I have, the less I actually want. And whereas before, it seemed perfectly, you know, not only acceptable, but it seemed, you know, for me, a luxury or something, a really a strong motivation to be able to go out and buy a $300 pair of shoes. Now I kind of, like, take a step back and say, well, what could I do with $300? You know, how could I bless somebody? And how can I change somebody's life with that money? And, you know, if I were to, instead of buying a $300 pair of shoes, because, you know, just because it has a specific designer I thought was, you know, something that is, you know, whatever, trendy, I'm like, well, I can buy an equivalent quality pair of shoes for maybe $80, and I can use that money for something different. And I've really started to realize that my purpose is no longer to actually create wealth, or excuse me, is no longer to acquire things, but my purpose is to bless people. And I do want to create wealth, and I do think that, you know, all of us who are listening onto this call, you know, when we're talking about identifying the fact that, you know, your purpose is more than just things, you know, it costs money to help people. And, you know, one of my mentors, Susan Sly, always says, you know, she has a project she does, and she does give a lot of her money to other people, and she always says poor people can't help poor people. So, you know, I know that I want to create wealth, and I want to create a successful business, but I want to do it, number one, while helping people. And I want to do it so I can continue to help people. I want to create a time and financial freedom so I can live the lifestyle that I want to live and that I can bless more and more people. And it's for me that really just comes to understanding that, you know, my purpose in this world is to abide in God's love. And, you know, for no matter what your purpose is and whether or not, you know, whatever your faith is, whether you believe in God or you don't, and I hope everyone does, because you know, I think abiding in his love is a great place to be. But whatever name you seek to call it, we do live in a world where we are giving our thought patterns and our energy, you know, it has a very measurable wave pattern. And the closer and closer we come to identifying our purpose and living in that purpose and living in our plan for our lives, the more love we hold in our heart, you know, it changes the way that we're interacting with the world. And to me, that's really what it comes down to. My purpose is to hold love in my heart all the time and to live in that love all the time. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, you know, there's three prayers that I pray every day. And the first prayer is that God will help me see myself the way he sees me. And number two, that God will let others see himself through me and through my love, that people can see his love. And then that God would just fill my heart with his love every day and all the time. And when I realized that that is my purpose is not to, you know, amass wealth so I can buy a fancy house or have a fancy car or, you know, shoes with a red sole, you know, then my purpose is actually to be able to live a life I want to live, to live into the best version of myself. It changed the way that I looked at my business. And it no longer became about, you know what, well, let me wake up and go on to a Facebook networking party because I might be able to meet someone who can bring $300 into my business, and that means I can go out this weekend and eat at a fancier restaurant. When it came down to it, is okay, let me wake up early this morning so I can bless somebody, and I might be able to meet someone that will open up an entire network of people that I can bless, and praying and saying, God, please help me to make this a successful day and help put the people in my life that you want me to be there, that you want to be there. It really changed, and I really started to realize that what I thought my purpose was, it wasn't. You know, I really was looking at what I thought my purpose was really just a vehicle to finding out what my true purpose actually was. Does that make sense, Akina?
Oh, my goodness. That was powerful, Jessica. Wonderful, wonderful. You know, you said something that I really wanted to know, because I could tell that it really captured you. Poor people can't help poor people. When you heard that, was that the beginning of your transformation?
You know, it really stuck with me, and it really made me realize, you know, there's so many things I want to do. You know, I always, whenever I walk by someone who is homeless, I always want to give them something, and I always want to actually, you know, to bless them and to help them. And, you know, I do have an organization I run. It's called HOP. It stands for Helping Out People. And it's a local community initiative in the Bronx. And we go and we pass out food and clothing to people in the streets of the city. And one of the things that I always realize, and it happens every time we go out, and we went out today too, is that we never have enough to give to everybody who needs it. And, you know, and that's okay because we're really not commissioned to change the world. You know, we're only really commissioned to help the people in front of us. And, you know, I'm currently reading this book actually called Kisses from Katie, and I've almost finished with it. I'm going to finish it up before I go to bed tonight after our call. But she is an amazing woman, young woman who wound up going to Uganda and just falling in love with it and just helping children there. And one of the things she says she learned is, you know, we may not be able to change the world, and we may not even be able to change a nation, but if we help the person in front of us, that is the way that we actually live into our purpose for our lives. It's just by looking around us and helping the person in front of us. And what I realized is that I could help more people if I had more money. And the more that I have, the more I want to give. And that is really just who I am. You know, if I have, for me, if I need $500 to live for the week and I have $1,000, for me, that's $5,000, $500 I can give. And if I have $2,000, to me, it's $1,500 I can give. And to me, it's just a matter of always being able to do more. And the more that I'm given, the more I'm trusted with, the more that I want to use that, you know, use that money for a good purpose. But, yeah, you know, I really came to understand is that if you want to be successful, you know, many people look at money as something that's wrong or evil. We've spoken about this before. But why would we want the only people to actually have money are the people who want material things? You know, people who are righteous people and who are doing things for, you know, a good purpose, we want those people to have money too. And I know I consider myself to be one of those people who says, you know what, I really do have strong values and I really do want to bless other people. And the way that I'm going to go about doing that is by creating wealth to share, creating wealth to bless other people with. And, you know, I could tell you a story that actually just happened to me this week. And this really also helped me to realize my purpose. So really on the call that I said I pray for three things every day that, you know, and there's a kind of, again, that God, I see myself the way God sees me, that others see God in me, and that God blesses my heart and fills my heart. And, you know, I was on my way to work, and I felt inspired to just pull over and buy an egg and cheese sandwich. Now, I am, for the most part, vegan and gluten-free, so I don't really eat egg, I don't eat cheese, and I can't eat the bread. So I didn't really understand why I was really feeling compelled to do this, but we've spoken on another, you know, about other calls, about intuition, and one of the things I said, and I mean, is that whenever I feel like the Lord has put something on my heart or I have something of intuition, that I always follow it because I never really know why, but I'm open to all possibilities. And I think being open to all possibilities just allows us to be blessed and to bless others. So I went in and I bought that, you know, egg and cheese sandwich, and, you know, I was driving, and I opened it up and looked at it, and I wasn't sure if, like, I didn't want to eat it. It didn't really look appealing to me. But I, you know, drove and wrapped it back up, and they came with coffee, which I also don't drink, and I put in the brown paper bag, and I put it on the seat next to me, and about half a mile down the road, you know, I was stopped at a traffic light, and I saw a homeless person just sitting on the side of the road, and I beeped my horn, and I called him over to my car, and I gave him the bag, and I said, you know, here's breakfast. And I realized that, you know, at that moment, the Lord had allowed me to bless him. And I really realized, okay, you know what? This is what living into my purpose is all about. It's about actually, you know, asking, for me, asking God to use me, but then also being willing and opening to listen to his voice, and even when we may not understand why, to take action. And the truth is, if I didn't have the money to buy the breakfast, I could have never blessed him. So, you know, whether or not, you know, and it's really, again, it's really just about loving, being in a place where you're showing love to other people, and really just being open to realizing that there is a plan for your life, and that you do have something very meaningful that you're able to share, and that the way that you're going to really figure out what that is just being open to all possibilities, to listen to the voice when you hear, you know, whether it's you want to call it intuition or the voice of God, but when you feel compelled to do something, to just do it. And you may not know what's going to happen, and you may not know why, but there is a reason, and you know, it just touches your heart, and it helps you to just grow. And I'm just thankful for having had that opportunity, and I pray that I have that opportunity again, and I pray that one day, rather than, you know, feeding one person on my way to breakfast, that I can open up a soup kitchen and feed thousands of people, or even further, you know, I can connect with ministries like the one I'm reading about from Kisses to Katie, who this it's called the Amazon Ministries, and or I don't know if I said it the right way, but the web address is www.amazima.org. And I would love to be able to just write a check when I'm inspired by this book and say, hey, you know what, I want to help this person because they're doing something great. And right now, I'm not in that position, but I know that I'm going to create, my purpose is to create myself in a position where I can say, you know what, let me write a check for $1,000 to this person who's doing something wonderful, and let me help bless other people that way.
Oh, that's so admirable, you know. I love that. It's amazing how you went from just wanting stuff to wanting to make sure that everyone in the world was taken care of. I mean, that is awesome. You know, I totally relate. It's a blessing to be able to help people. Now, while I help people on the education side, you know, it's the same difference. You know, you get people who are sad and downtrodden, and their feelings are broken, and they are grasping for that last piece of motivation. And you can go in and tell them your story and say, you did it. And then they see that you can do it too. You know, they can do it too. I mean, I just recently received an email on LinkedIn, and it started with, you may not remember me, but I will always remember you. You gave me back my spirit to finish my education and become a graduate. I could have never done it without you. Could you imagine the feeling that I had when I read this email? You know, that is what purpose feels like. My definition of purpose is when you cannot see yourself doing anything else. And that email reminded me that I can't see myself doing anything else but helping, but to motivate and to inspire. If anything, I'm just going to branch it out. And that's the same thing that Jessica was saying. You know, she sees herself helping, and she's just going to expand it all the way out to the world. I am so honored to have a co-host like Jessica on my side to motivate me to be a better person. And I hope I motivate her as well. You know, just because you believe you're supposed to do something, listen to your heart. Feel it. You'll know when you're stepped into the right purpose for you. And it's going to evolve as you develop. But you'll know the difference. You'll feel it. You'll have a complete sense of peace. And you'll just want to grow in that. What do you think about that, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, before I kind of comment on that, you know, I am inspired by you, Akina, and I think that you, I am so thankful for you. And I just want to say this publicly over the radio that I love you, and I pray and thank God for you every day that you put, you know, us together and that we can combine our efforts and lift our intentions and to really fulfill our purpose of helping, inspiring others and, you know, our mission on this show to create, help other people to create the life of their dreams, empower the people to create the life of their dreams. You know, that's why we do this. And I'm so thankful that God put us together to do that together. But, you know, and, you know, on the notes you spoke about and kind of in closing of this call tonight, I think what I really want, what we want people to understand is that there's a difference between a wish list and a purpose. And there's nothing wrong with having both. We both have wish lists. We both have things we want to have or things we want to do, places we want to visit or travel. And we all have a bucket list. And that's wonderful. It is great to be able to do those things. You know, I want to be able to have a kayak because I love kayaking. You know, I want and really kind of need a racing bike because I'm racing now and I'm doing triathlons and I don't have a racing bike. So I really want to have that, you know, and that's fine, you know, and yes, those things are expensive and they cost money and there's nothing wrong with that. But they're not my purpose. So what we really want people to understand, because I have had people, you know, who we've done previous calls on finding your purpose. And the reason why we did this call again is I had people who emailed me or called me and said I was inspired by your podcast. And I wrote down 100 things I want to buy, so now I have my purpose. That's not a purpose. It's a wish list. And it's okay to have a wish list. It's great to have a wish list, and it's nice to have nice things and be able to buy nice things. But that's not your purpose, and don't confuse them. You know, if your purpose, you know, if what you think your purpose is now is to have something or do something, you know, you really haven't found out what it is. And I just would urge you to do a lot of soul searching and get on your knees and pray if that's something that is in your habit or in your faith. But look inside of yourself and say, you know, why is it I'm here? You know, and one very powerful exercise, which I've done before, you know, is if you were to write your own eulogy for your funeral, what would you want it to say? Because I guarantee you, no one would say, wanted to say, you know, I had a really great racing bike, or I had a really great kayak and a really big boat and a really nice house in a really expensive neighborhood. You would want it to say that I left a legacy of love and that you saw through my life goodness and virtue and values that I hold in my heart. So I know I would urge you to do that activity. It's one that may be a bit off-putting to someone, anyone, you know, just who really wants to think about their own mortality. But when you're really thinking about what is your purpose and really finding out what it is, the real question is, what legacy are you trying to create? So on that note, I don't know if there's anything you want to add, Akeen. I know it's right at 9:30, and we like to keep our calls on time because we do love and value everyone's time. So is there anything you want to add before we close tonight?
Well, if something touched you today, please reach out to us at www.changeyourmindsonline. And, of course, you can get our podcast on iTunes, Podomatic, and Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. And just one last, you know, thing is, if you do, you know, if you do feel touched by our show, or if you have any questions, or there's something you want us to talk about on the show, or just you want us to talk about something going on in your life, and you want to ask our advice, reach out to us. We do read every email we receive, and you know, we love replying to them, and we love to hear about how we can continue to bless and serve our listeners. So, you know, our email is contactus@changingmindsonline.com. So we would love to hear from you. But on that note, we love you. God bless, and have a wonderful evening.
Good night, everyone.